Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and on this podcast, I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. If you're new to this podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the truth that the Lord will fight for you. Have you ever faced a situation so bleak there seemed to be no way out? If there was a solution, you would have solved it. If there was an answer, you would have found it. Sometimes life can be so discouraging when we can't see any way forward. In the Old Testament book of Exodus, the Israelites faced such a situation. After sending 10 devastating plagues on the Egyptians, God set the Israelites free from 430 years of slavery. Following God's command, they set out on their way to take possession of the land God had promised them. But it wasn't long before they faced what seemed to be an impossible situation. As they approached the Red Sea, the Egyptian army had changed its minds and had set out to pursue and recapture the Israelites. With a mighty army approaching, a Red Sea in front of them, and wilderness all around, there was nowhere to go. They were out of options, so it seemed. But listen to Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 through 13. The Bible says, "As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, 'Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert.' But Moses answered the people, 'Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still.'" How I love those words, "the Lord will fight for you." Can I encourage you today with a powerful truth? The Lord will fight for you too. As we face the many battles of this life, sometimes physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, relational, or financial, we don't face them alone. God has promised to never leave us or forsake us. His Holy Spirit is in us and with us. He will give us the strength we need when we are weary, peace when we are confused, and joy when we are sad. God gives us wisdom when we are confused. We've seen God open closed doors, move mountains, and make a way where there seemed to be no way. There is no limit to God's power, His creativity, His wisdom, and His love for us. Just as a loving earthly father would do everything in his power to protect his children, our heavenly Father loves and protects us as well. You know, the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4, "For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory." And in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57 says, "But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." While we stand on these truths from God's Word, sometimes we fail to connect the promises of God with our reality. We know what God's Word says, yet in the face of our battle, we can't see how God will fight them. In Exodus chapter 14, the Bible says, "When the Israelites saw the Egyptian army approaching, they cried out to the Lord." And this is what we must do. In the battles you are facing today, cry out to God in prayer. You know, many times prayer is our last resort. Instead, why not make prayer your first response? Let's cry out to our great God who has all power and authority. And here's today's challenge. Rest in the truth that the Lord will fight for you. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.